in Jesus' name that, again, we know you because we know your Son. We know that we cannot come unto you without Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you again for your only begotten Son. Thank you again for the worm upon that cross. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, thank you for the Lamb, and we are here to behold the Lamb. Oh, behold the Lamb. How beautiful is the Lamb. Thank you, dear Lord, for that. We glory in him. We glory in that freely shed blood. We glory, save only in the cross. Thank you, Lord God, for this. Lord, we are just in awe and in wonder of the beauty of our Savior, your Son, Jesus. We thank you again that all power is in his name. We thank you that there be no power but of him and from him and to him is all things, Lord God. We're here again to praise the champion of our faith. We're here today to rejoice in the beauty of the love of God given all through the Son. Lord, thank you again for what a wonderful Savior you have given. We thank you again for our Jesus. Thank you for the personal friend that we have in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're growing us up in the knowledge of the lover that we have in Jesus. Lord, we thank you for every life here this morning. Lord, encourage us only in your love. Oh, it's your truth and love. It's the word of your grace. And Lord, as we know, you've promised, it builds us up and it gives us an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Help us to come boldly this morning. Help us to not delay or hesitate. Help us to know it's for each and every one. It's freely been given. What you want is for your sons to take it all. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Why don't you open your Bibles up to a couple places this morning? We'll go to Psalms 19 and to Romans chapter 1. So again, Psalms 19 and Romans chapter 1. And in Psalms 19:1, we begin with this precious encouragement. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Amen. And then in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, it says there, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Praise God. Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they, or this world, are without excuse. Amen. This exciting stuff. This is just incredible, brothers and sisters, that in everything, his great grace and his great mercy is revealing to all men. Not only his majesty, not only his greatness, but praise God, his deity. And I thank God in being encouraged in this week, not only in the heavens and in a sense in the earth, but God reveals himself in our lives in the most intimate and a lot of times we think sometimes an insignificant detail because of his love to us. And I'm talking about in the life of humans and how it begins so sweetly at birth and then so sweetly given in even the natural abilities that we have in this life and how all of these things as we turn our attention to the Word of God and how loving he is and caring to us, how he reveals and testifies and witnesses to us truly in everything. If we're tuned in to God's eternal plan for you. For you. Yes, for us in Christ. But thanks be to God, it's for us individually. And nothing, I have to tell you this, and I believe those that understand his love to us, nothing is more exciting. Nothing is more thrilling. Nothing is more incredibly exhilarating than when you see all the Word of God, not just bits and pieces. Nope, I'm getting greedy now. going all the way to the throne of grace and taking it all. He said, you know what, all in all, he said, be filled with all the fullness of God. And I believe the word of God, and I thank him for his great grace, because I know that's not of my effort, it's not of my doing, it's just of what he is and who he is and what he gives. He gives it all. That's what God does. He's not just trying to carrot you, he's given it all. He gave you his son. But thanks be to God when you see all the word of God beginning to unfold in you. And praise be to God, and in the things that are around you, just as God promised it would be. Let me tell you something, it is incredible. It is absolutely amazing. It's just like you're walking around heaven itself. Because really you are. Them big strides, praise God. And I thank the Lord for that. People call you kooky, crazy, whatever it is. You're getting somewhere with God. That's all right. You believe too much, man, you're on the right track. Praise God. I thank him and just am overwhelmed, praise the Lord, with the keeping power of the word of God. And in that, I got to thinking, and it happened again this past week, how many times, and I'm confident it's been in your lives as well too, you deal with the child of God. God brings these ones to you that are struggling, a child of God struggling with eternal security, blinded by the lie. And it is just a lie that somehow, some way, their birth into the family of God can be undone. Yes, and I am sad to say there's so many of my family, there's so many of my brothers in the Lord, praise God, just as we are just as secure as each one of us, hallelujah, but they're refusing to believe the word of God. They're refusing to believe how much the love of God is for them, to them, and in them, even when you quote the precious scriptures to them. I'm talking like, you know, John 3:16, as it says there, whosoever believeth in him. Isn't that wonderful? Whosoever. It's just so wide, isn't it? I mean, it's as wide as this. Nailed him to the cross. Praise God. It's for all men's sin. Isn't it wonderful? But whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just the simplicity of that. What do you think everlasting is? It's just what it is. He would have said, well, it's everlasting but conditional. No, that'd be crazy. But see, God's not, he's not confused. His word doesn't work against itself. It's all perfect. It's seamless. It's one. And that's why, praise God, it's everlasting. You go over to John, 1 John 3:9, and listen to this again. And we've heard this many times, and praise God, I hope you hear this every day. You need to be encouraged in the word of God. It says, whosoever. Isn't that amazing again? We got whosoever. This isn't just an exclusive club. This is open to everybody. God is not a respecter of person one bit. He would that all men be saved and come to the full, complete, exact, intimate knowledge of the truth. He's for that for everybody. Oh, but they were born in China, or they were born in Arabia, or they were born in South America. Let me tell you something. It is there for all men. And did we not just read that God even reveals himself in nature? Huh? There's the ones that want to say, well, what about the ones that were in this remote, whatever it is, and they never heard? Well, what about the ones that were in the remote that they did hear, and they know that they were not reached by civilized man? But let me tell you something, being reached by civilized man doesn't do you any good. You need to be reached by God. Do you understand that? And nothing's hard for God. He just plucks you out. It's just like Abraham in an idol shop. He knew that that man had a heart for God. Abraham, bam, I've got something for you. And by faith, he went. Isn't that something? Well, let me tell you something. There's a lot of idol shop going on in this world right now. Probably one of the biggest places of idol shop is right here in the U.S. of A. We have to understand that. Everybody's getting a revival somewhere else. Let me tell you something. The revival that needs to happen is here. But I understand the awakening is what God's after right now, the enlightened eyes of understanding that this isn't revival time. This is the time for the readied wife. Amen. Praise God, as we've been studying in Romans, I love to preach this to my Jewish friends. I said, do you realize that Israel's going to be the one that goes out and ministers to every nation, telling them about Jesus? Oh, quit telling me that stuff. I said, I love you. But it's coming. Why don't you just rejoice in it now? It's the word of God. You know it's true. You know it's true. Oh, I thank you. You see, he's just so graceful. He's just full of grace. He's just amazing. Grace and truth and love and how he just puts up with us, I can't imagine. But he does it because he loves us. But, you quote these precious verses to him, like 1 John 3:9. It says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Praise God. Now, you're going to believe what it looks like, or are you going to believe the word of God? Huh? You're awfully quiet. One more time. You're going to believe what it looks like, or you're going to believe the word of God. Amen. The word of God. By the grace of God, you'll believe the word of God. And don't turn from it. Whether people are looking at your life and, well, look at that. No, look at this. Look at this. Look at that. Huh? When you start to get there, when you start to understand that you are in this realm of grace, then your life will begin to live the word of God. Then he will and do of his good pleasure in you. And it will. That transformation, praise God, will happen in your life from glory to glory into his very image. But remember, there's no glory without grace. It's grace and glory. It never happens. You can't get to glory without grace. Never will be. That's why his glory, someday descending from heaven, having the glory of God, that's his bride, his wife. She's full of grace and nothing else. That's it. She's just a work of grace. She's not a work of works. She's not a work of religion. She's not a work of man. She's not a work of, well, I did this and I gave that and I did this and I did that. Let me tell you something. Without the love of God, it profits nothing. And you know what the love of God is? It's all his grace, isn't it? Amen. That's what his love is. That's why our love falls so short. But I love this. It says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. See, Christ lives in you. That's his seed. His seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I love that, brothers and sisters. See, it's the seed that remaineth. It remaineth. It's like everlasting. When it remains, it doesn't go away. But somehow, some way, in your stupidity, in man's evilness, and we know where that is all from, spiritual wickedness, it's just trying to twist you and grind something in there. But come on now, it don't go away. Just get it. Just believe it. Receive it. Don't try to twist it. It's easy. It comes right there. Boom. Everlasting, it remaineth. 2 Timothy 2:13. Even when we believe not, he abides faithful. Why? Because he cannot deny himself. That's the seed that remaineth. Christ lives in you. Amen? So he lives in me. He cannot deny himself. His life in me. It can't happen. It's simple, isn't it? It's incredible beyond, isn't it? But that's how God set it up. See, it can't be broken. His word is true. There's nothing that can stand against it. And then finally, how he so sweetly wraps it up, because Romans 8. What can separate us from the love of God? Nothing. Nothing. Goes into height, depth, this, that, boom, 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 boom. Then finally, anything created. And God created it all. So you know what? It's finished. It's done. We're born of God. But yet, sometimes you give all this, they just sit there. All right. Now I'm done. But sometimes God's not done. Amen. Huh? I'm thankful he's never done. Hallelujah. But so sweetly, they just sit there and here comes the Lord, and you know, he gives you thoughts, and I thank God I've heard this before, and it's been a witness to many. And basically, okay, there, let's go at it this way. Can you change your DNA from your natural birth parents? Just Can you? Can you change your DNA? Can you change your genetic makeup from your natural birth parents? I don't care how much you don't like them, how much you despise them, how much you might be embarrassed, maybe how much you embarrass them that you would like to detach yourself because of the, in a sense, shame you've brought. But you know what? God took all that too. But the enemy can get you in a lot of funks. You know how that works, right? Amen? But again, I ask you, can you? No. No, 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 no. It doesn't work, see? You will always be those, that DNA, and you will always be from those biological parents. You can never, ever change it. You are born of them. How much more so with God? When you're born of God. Now, after that, God help you, because he's the only one that's going to help you. But it's time to rest in the scriptures, isn't it? Isn't it wonderful? But there he is, so intimately giving us that, brothers and sisters. But see, that type doesn't stop there, and we're just addressing just a couple of the wonders of what God does. But how about those, since we're talking about DNA today, how about those that hit the DNA lottery? You've heard of that? Oh, they just hit the genetic bank truck hit them. You know, they're just blessed so incredibly. And I'm talking about, you know, beautiful people or amazing athletes. And, you know, ladies, you understand that. You know, those women, some of them are even sisters, can you imagine? That, you know, they can eat anything and they're still itty bitty. You know, how dare them? How dare them? Huh? But then, brothers, I'll tell you what, then we got the likes of, I remember training, and then here comes, you know, a Herschel Walker or a Bo Jackson, and, you know, they attest and say very truly, never touched a weight. You guys had to live in the gym, didn't you? Didn't you just live in the gym? Nope. Just thank God, born that way. Just born that way. Do you know some people like that? Naturally speaking, they're just born that way. They can sing, they just sing. They run, they just run. You see how God is testifying to you? Those ones hit that genetic lottery, if you want to call it that way. But I'm here to tell you and to encourage each and every one of us that every child of God, anyone who has taken Christ Jesus as Savior, everyone who is born of God has way beyond all of that in the spiritual DNA that lives in you. And let me tell you something about the spiritual DNA. It never grows old. It doesn't decay. Praise God. It only grows up. Isn't that something? See, there's nothing wasted in what's done for Christ. There isn't. Know that, see. And I thank God for this, brothers and sisters, that as the sons of God, we are perfectly righteous. Amen. And you best not be looking around this church right now. And we are perfectly holy. Isn't that wonderful? Just rest. Doesn't that just give you such rest and thanksgiving in your heart and just a joy and a praise to God with all my blotches and shortcomings? And I'm talking even after you've accepted Christ as your Savior. Come on. After you've been filled with the Holy Ghost. After you've been running and so thankful for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Knowing in your life that Jesus Christ is going to have a bride. And he's witnessed that to you and just encouraged your heart and told you how much he loves you. And yet you fail. And you doubt, and yet he never leaves. He never leaves you. He is always, always there. And not just there saying, oh, come on, I'll drag you through. No, he is there with every flower and cartons and dozens of chocolates, in a sense, and saying, honey, I love you. I've never stopped loving you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never stop loving you with the passionate love to be my wife. Man, it kills me. It just blows me over with his love and his grace to me. And, Yeah, it hurts. And that's the repentant heart. Yes, and you should have a repentant heart. But you spring on from there. But you'll never spring on until the repentant heart hits you. It hurts. It hurts when you know that you hurt the fellowship. But praise God, he just doesn't move. Oh, I love the Lord. Hallelujah. But brothers and sisters, as children of the King, as sons, at birth, we didn't earn this. At birth, we were blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And again, I go back and you know that everything is given to him. Everything is in him, by him, for him, to him. And all of those spiritual blessings in Christ, you have been blessed with. Isn't that incredible? Because of your birth. You know, we talk about it all the time, and I know Brother John, he doesn't mind me talking about the English. But you think about all those cookies. You know, there they are, born royals and all that kind of stuff. And you're sitting there going, my goodness, they don't deserve that. They don't. Throw them out. But they're royal. But you're royal. And I'm not talking about some temporal nothing stuff. I don't need my picture in People Magazine or the Inquirer. Nope. I'm on his heart. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, even though all these ones, going back to these ones that naturally speaking, are so genetically blessed, the beautiful ones I'm talking about, ones with such great talent, athletes, if they did not take care of their bodies, if they didn't feed them right, if they didn't exercise them, if they didn't train them, in a sense, all that perfect DNA, all that genetic perfection would be for naught. It'd be wasted. Blown. Let's just call it what it is. And we've seen this recently. A lot of these young actors and actresses just dying, going after the dope in this world, wasting it. One of my favorites, and I so appreciated her, and a sister in the Lord, and is in heaven, praise God. But that Whitney Houston, I think about, my goodness, probably a voice like, probably, I don't know, never been, I don't know, and what a beautiful woman. And yet, that transformation away from the things of God and in more in the world, and you could just see it robbing her. You could see the enemy truly, all he does is steal, which he did from her, kill, which he did, and destroy. But again, who that soever believeth in me shall never die. But you understand I'm speaking naturally in a sense. I was thinking too about, I don't know those ones from Denver, and some of the ladies might not know this, or some of the men, I don't mean to be that way, but there was a guy named Dave Thompson that came in here, and what a wonderful basketball player. And I remember being a kid, man, that guy was just awesome. He could jump up and take a dime off of a backboard. He was only 6'3" or so. He could float up. You'd jump at the same time and he did, you'd be coming down and he'd still be going up. I mean, he was fantastic, amazing. Arguably one of the best ball players at that age there ever has been. Came to Denver. We got him. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is awesome. Not even 2 years went by, and he had thrown it all away. He was done. And I remember just being a little guy. I mean, I hurt for that guy. I just felt so bad. It was so disappointing. So much potential. All just squandered away. All that grace, in a sense, that was given. Because that was a gift. He didn't learn to jump that way and run that way and do those things. That was a gift. You just, boom, and you got it. Squandered. But again, what we're speaking of here is still just a corruptible crown. You understand that we're talking about a crown that's just here for this natural life, and it's gone. Because we know, you know, they've dug up all them pharaohs and things like that, you know, and they were going to take it all with them. It didn't go nowhere. And those poor servants that were, they put them in there, and they went somewhere. It's a different story. But I'll tell you what we're talking about here, I want to remind you of this. We're talking about God. And God is still God after all these years. Can you imagine that? And you know, God has never changed. And God, praise the Lord, there's still no power but of Him and from Him. And praise God, the Father has a Son, hallelujah, and He too has never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and by Him all things were made. There was nothing made without Him, praise God, and by Him all things consist and hold together. Praise God, praise God. And He, this precious Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And there's a Holy Ghost, I'll tell you what. He's been sent to the Father, and the Father is seeking a winner of the race. A winner. Isn't that wonderful? To give Him a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Isn't that something? That fadeth not away. And you know that was spoken and encouraged from Brother Peter. But Brother Paul, praise God, he had even a little more enlightenment in this about that crown. And over there in Revelation 3:11, praise God, it was even spoken of John. We actually have that crown. Do you know that? Do you know in this message that you've been hearing all these years? It's called the Crown Glory Message. It is. It's the glory of the crowning. Hallelujah. And in 3:11 it says, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Amen. Now we know assuredly as we began today that you ain't talking about salvation. Amen, amen, amen. Aren't you thankful you know that? See, that's why you're still restful. If we thought if we were one of them doubters, we'd still be chomping on our nails and hiding under the pews. Better not leave the church. I might lose it, huh? No, you don't scare people into God. The way you go deeper into God is you understand how great that love is. Amen. But brothers and sisters, how wonderful that we hold fast that crown which thou hast. You got it. That no man take it. Hallelujah. And in 2 Timothy, Paul calls it the exalted rank of righteousness crown. It's exalted. Hallelujah. It's, praise the Lord, your DNA. It's your DNA. It is your pedigree. Hallelujah. As it says in Galatians 4:1, we are little lords of all. Amen. Hallelujah. How wonderful. We've got it. That's you. Born of it. Can't be taken away. But I'm going to tell you something. A prodigal. You know what prodigal son means? That means a wasted life. Prodigal is wasted, squandered. But a prodigal that remains a prodigal. Or, let's take the flip side of that. How about the bitter son that was staying in the kingdom? That remains bitter. Both of them squandered it. Both of them wasted it. Both of them, my goodness, what could have been. Now, as we close this right now, the Lord will ask us once again, is anything in this life more important? Is anything in this life remotely could be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you? I mean, we know that that is just absolutely stupid, isn't it? But again, by the grace of God, where are we in our lives? What has us, brothers and sisters? Because I'll tell you what, if you really think there is something more vital, important, or pressing in your life, I do feel sorry for you because you have missed the absolute beauty. And I'm telling you, the absolute stunning, miraculous, incredible beauty of what life is in Christ. And Paul said it best. Paul said it best. He said, "For me to live, Christ." Did you hear that? "For me to live, Christ." And he said, "To die, gain." Now, I've heard many a quote that. Oh, it's going to be a gain to my dying. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Is it a Paul gain? Huh? You know what his gain was? Can be interpreted jackpot. True. Gain, the mark for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The mark, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. Praise God, got this crown, and he's going to set it on my head. And let me tell you something, that crown ain't never coming off, is it, brother? Hallelujah. Oh, no. Queen never takes her crown off. It kind of upset her husband. And I'll tell you one thing, I sure don't want to upset my husband. But let me tell you something. You'll never be able to say to die is gain like Paul unless your life embraces and rejoices in "For me to live, Christ." Let's bow our heads.
My beloved, I did not bring you here to the banquet house to tickle your ears, but to show you my heart. I love you. Will you bring your heart to me? Will you let me love you?
Oh, Jesus. Thank you again, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, and how you are after us, your pursuing love, and how great it is. Thank you that it never ceases. Thank you in your faithfulness, it only grows more fervently known. Thank you again, God, that you have given us the ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. We thank you so much, so, so much, that someday, Lord, we will have a body like unto your own glorious body to praise you. Oh, in such fullness and wonder. Thank you for that time that will never end. Thank you, Lord, that when we see you, we will be like you. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.